Be'ezah Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Asiya, the 10th chapter in the Daman Sechus Malachim, Laws of Kings, and Sefer Shoftim, Book of Judges, which continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of Bnei Na'ach, where in this Perek we discuss the punishment of Bnei Na'ach and regarding their application to the mitzvahs. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding if, let's say, by error or by coercion, how that relates to the Bnei Na'ach for the Sheva mitzvahs, for the seven Noahide laws. So Bnei Na'ach, Sheshogog Be'achas Mimitzvahism. If one of the non-Jews, in error, violates one of the his seven commandments, he's exempt from liability. Except if he killed by mistake. What's the ramification? That if the avenger of the blood, meaning a relative of the victim, goes and kills the murderer, even though he did it by mistake, in an ergo lov, that relative of the victim will not be executed because of his killing that one who killed his relative by mistake. But they don't have the citizens of refuge. And but again, their courts do not execute the one who kills by mistake. Now, when we say this, that the Ben Noach that it does the prohibition by mistake, he's going to be exempt, is b'shogag ba'achas mimitzvahs, is when he was in error, one of the commandments, and he violated without intent. For example, shabol eshes chaber. Let's say he had a relation with his friend's wife, but v'dimashi ishtoi penuyi. He thought that it was his wife or a single woman. So that's considered an error that he's exempt. Let's say he knew it was his friend's wife. But he just didn't know that she's prohibited him. But he just thought that it's permitted him. Let's say he killed. He knew he's killing, but he didn't know it's forbidden to kill. That's considered close to being deliberate, premeditated, and the neg is going to be executed. For the non-Jew, that's not going to be considered as an error, because he should have learned, and he didn't, and therefore he will be liable. Ben Noach she'anose anas. If let's say there was a Ben Noach that was coerced by someone forceful, lava lachem says to violate one of his sevenite laws, mutule lava, it's permitted for him to violate it. Even if he's being forced to worship idolatry, even he should worship. Because he's not commanded in the mitzvah of giving up your life for the cardinal sins, which is sanctifying God's name. That's not one of the seven Noahide laws. And we never punish from the Gentiles, like cotton out of mind, like cherish out of deaf mute, like shaitan out of metal in the range. Because they're not those of intelligence to be commanded in any commandments. Halacha Gimel talks about those who convert. So ben noach shenes gayer umol v'tavol. So if there's a Noahide, a non-Jew, that converts and circumcises and immerses in the mikvah, becomes Jewish. And then he wants to back out from after the path of Hashem. He wants to go back to being a Noahide, keeping the 7 9 laws as he used to be. In Shemin Leib, we don't listen to him. Rather, he has to maintain being a Jew for all halachas. Or he has to be killed because he's considered already like Yisrael. He can't back out of it. But if he was a minor, when the courts went and immersed him, he could protest when he becomes an adult. And then he'll only be a resident convert. But once he doesn't protest in the moment when he becomes bar mitzvah, then he cannot protest anymore. Rather, he's considered a resident convert. And therefore, you have the following ramification. If a Jewish man has relations with a minor girl who converted when she was a minor, the courts had immersed her in the mikvah. So it comes a kesef ksubasa, the money of her ksuba, let's say he got married to her and he divorced her. Or kanas oinus amafato, let's say he raped her or he seduced her, where either one of these cases she gets money. Yiha kol tachas yad bezdin. These monies will be in the hands of the courts to wait and see at shetagdol until she becomes an adult, and v'loy timcha begeris, that she's not going to protest against her conversion. Because shema titel, maybe she'll take the money now when she's, let's say, 9 years old. V'tagdol v'timcha, and she'll become an adult and then protest. It comes that she was never really Jewish. Comes that she's going to be eating as a Gentile, mois, she's going to consume monies, shameless chusbehen, that she has no rights to them, elbanin is all regarding Jewish law. So therefore we wait to see if she's going to maintain her Jewishness, then she'll get that monies, and if not, she won't get it. Regarding a Noahide that blasphemes against God, or worships idolatry, or commits adultery with his friend's wife, or he commits murder against his friend. But then when this guy who converts to Judaism, Potter is exempt because his status has changed. Now they become Jewish. But Harg ben Yisrael, but if he killed a Jew, or Shabbalish is Yisrael, or he committed adultery with a Jew's wife, then this guy, and he converts, Chayiv is going to be liable because even though, yes, his law changes, but his death didn't change. Because even now, if he would kill a Jew now, his death would be by the sword. And if he cohabited with the wife of a Jew, his death would be chenek, strangulation. And chenek is lesser than saif, and therefore it's including the death that he was supposed to get as a non-Jew, anyways, of saif, because the lesser is included in the more. And v'hargunai say al ben Yisrael, so what you do is, you execute him for killing the Jewish man with the sword. We're going to give him strangulation for the Jew's wife that he cohabited, because yes, his law did change. You can't kill him by saif anymore the way he was as a ben Nayach, because if he would be with the Eish Yisrael now as a convert, he would only get chenek, which is lesser than saif. So he's going to get only chenek, but again, he's still going to be liable for that because that was included in the more severe that he was liable when he was still a non-Jew. Halacha hey, Kfar Biyan already explained in the previous parak, Halacha Yodalad, all the deaths, the executions of the non-Jew is by the sword. Ella only in Baal Eishes Yisrael, the Gersa takes out the word Oy, Nare Merdos. So only if he cohabits with the wife of a Jew, which she was a betrothed maiden, then Yisrael is going to get the death penalty of being stoned, because Ben Noich does not have this unique halacha of Nare Merdos, only that of the Jews, and he never gets that halacha. And also if he cohabited with her after she really came to the chuppah, she got married, before she had bia, then yechanek is against strangulation. But all other deaths are that of saif. Halacha vav, regarding other additional prohibitions and liabilities that apply to a ben noach, mipi hakabbalah, from tradition, shebenei noach asurim b'harbas behema. A non-Jew is prohibited to mate the animals that are from different species. Uvar kavas ilon, and of grafting different types of trees that are different species. Bovad, only those types of climb of forbidden mixtures are forbidden for him. But he's allowed to wear a wool and linen together. He's allowed to plant climb in the field or in the vineyard. But although these are two that are forbidden to him, in the Rogenalin, he does not get executed for them because we don't find that a ben Noach will be executed, but the Shevim is b'nei Noach. So to begoy shiki Yisrael, if a Gentile hits a Jewish person, I feel a chava by kosher, even to be injured in him a little bit, after Yishuchai Misa, although he's liable for death, in the Netic, he does not actually get executed, because again, that's only for the Shevet Mitzvahs. Halacha Zayin, Hamila, circumcision, Nitzav Ba'Avram Bezar Balvad. Only Avram and his descendants were commanded in circumcision. Shnamak says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Ata Bezaracha Acharecha, you and your descendants after you, which Yotzitz Harshel Yishmol, that excludes the seed of his son Yishmol, Kershemet says in the Pasuk, Ki Bi Yitzchuk Ki Kodachol Zara, because then Yitzchuk will be called for you, your Zara, your seed, your descendants, excluding Yishmol. And also Yotzitz Esav, that excludes even Esav, who, even though he's a child of Yitzchok, should Yitzchok come to Yaakov, because Yitzchok said to Yaakov, "V'yitin lochos berchas Avram lochol zarecha," that the blessing of Avram will be given to you and your descendants. Machal b'imritzes shul levadi zara shel Avram. He's the only one that's considered the seed of Avram. Hamachzik b'dasaid, who maintains his faith b'darkei Yeshua, on his straight path. V'hem amachiv b'milah, and they're the ones who are obligated in circumcision, not the Yishmaelites and not the Edomites. Halachachas. Now, Amachacham, the sages said, "Shebnei Keturah, the sons of Keturah, shem zara shel Avram." Which days of the seed, the descendants of Aram, Shabach, Yishmol, B'Yitzchuk, which came after Yishmol and Yitzchuk, which means that he remarried this woman, Keturah, with Behagar. And those descendants, which were not excluded like Yishmol and Edom, are Chayav and Bemila, are obligated in circumcision. Now, Behoyv and Nesar, Behayyom, now since they got intermingled today, B'nei Yishmol, B'nei Keturah, the Yishmaelites got mixed up with the sons of Keturah, so Yishchayv, Hakol, B'mila, B'shmini, they're all obligated in circumcision on the eighth day. Because they might be B'nai Keturah, but in the Rogen Leo, they will not get executed for not performing the circumcision. Halacha Tes, regarding performing the mitzvahs of the Torah. So Goy Sha'asik B'Torah, the Gentile learns Torah, Chayiv Misa is liable for death. Lo Yasik El B'Sheva Mitzvah Shalem B'Vad, they should only toil in the understanding and the depth of the seven Noahid laws, not the rest of the Torah. V'chein Goy Sha'asik, so too a Gentile takes a day of Sabbath. Even if it's one of the weekdays, if he makes it like the halachas of Shabbos, Chayiv Misa is liable for death. To say if he made a holiday, a festival for himself, which closure double the rule of this is, we don't allow them, the Gentiles, to introduce a faith, to make commandments for themselves with their own understanding. Either becomes a righteous Gentile, a righteous convert, and accepts all the commandments, or he retains with his laws, with the Sheva Mitzvahs, not to add on, not to diminish. If he learns in Torah, or he keeps Shabbos, or he introduces a new a mitzvah. We hit him, we punish him, we let him know that he's liable for death for this. But Abel Ein Nerek does not get executed. Again, that's only for the Sheva mitzvahs that he gets executed. Halacha Yud. Ben Noyach, Shadotza Lasses mitzvah, Mishra mitzvah Torah. A Noahite that wants to do one of the other mitzvahs in the Torah again, besides for Shabbos and Talmud Torah that we mentioned before. And he wants to perform that mitzvah Kedil Kabbasacha to get reward. We don't stop him from performing it according to Talachas. And then maybe Oliver brings a totally burnt sacrifice for the Mizbeach, Mekamim, and we accept it from him. Not since Dokiv gives charity, Mekamim, and we receive it from him. But says Rambam, your early it appears to me, Shanois and Isol Ani Yisrael, we actually give it to the paupers of the Jewish people. And the reason for that is, Hoylu Hunizim Yisrael, that Ger Toshav gets fed from the Jewish people, Umitza Alem Lachyese, and his commandment on the Jewish people to provide for him. So what he gives charity goes also to the Jewish people. Avla Goish Nasin Stokka, but a Gentile who does not fulfill the seven Noahid laws, Shanasin Stokka, if he gives charity, Mekablamen will accept from him the charity because of ways of peace that it shouldn't cause hatred. But the Nisanisalaniya Goyim, but we give it to the paupers of the Gentiles because it's forbidden for a Jew to take charity from a Goy, that which it's a disgrace and a Chil Shem Shemayim to do that. Halacha Yud Aleph, regarding the judgment and the relationship to a Ger Toshav. Chayavin Bezin Shel Yisrael, there's an obligation on the Jewish courts, Lasis Shaftim, to make judges, La'ilu HaGermat HaShavim, for these resident converts, Lodin Lehem Api HaMishpatim Elu, to judge them based on these laws of the Sheva Mitzvah Neneach, Kedesh Le Shachas Oyim, so that the world does not get destroyed. Imro Bezin Shel Midu Shaftim Mehem, if the court sees that there's some type of judges to appoint from their own people, Mamidin, so you appoint from the Ger Toshavim themselves. But if they see that you could only appoint from the Jewish people, meet them, so they appoint then Jewish people. If two Gentiles come in front of you, the Jewish sage, to become get judged by the Jewish law, and they both want to be judged by the dinim of the Torah, so don't you judge them. Let's say one wants to be judged by Jewish law and the other one doesn't want to. Then you don't force them to be judged, but in their own laws. Hayisrael v'gai, if it was a Jew and a Gentile, so it depends. Im yesh eschus liyisrael b'dinayim, if there's merit for the Jew, means he's going to win. If he's judged by their laws, don l'b'dinayim, then you judge him with their laws, b'amlei, and they tell him, kach dinechem, they tell the guy, well, this is your laws. V'im yesh eschus liyisrael b'dinayim, no, but if there's merit for the Jew in our laws, don l'din tayr, then we do judge him based on the Torah law. B'amlei, we tell it to the Gentile, kach dinechem, this is how our law is. Now, the Yerali says, Ram, it appears to me, she'ein oisin kein l'ger tasha, but you don't do this type of treatment to this double standard to the resident convert. Rather, we always judge them according to their laws. And says Rambam, it also appears to me that we conduct ourselves with the resident convert in the proper conduct, with acts of kindness, like a regular Jew, because we're commanded to keep them alive. To the convert that's in your gates, you should give it and they should eat it, which that's actually talking about the nevelos, obviously not ger tzedek, it's a ger toshav, and you have an obligation to feed him. This is what the sages said, that in kaif lehem shalom, that you don't double for them peace, you don't say shalom shalom, that's begoyim by Gentiles. Not by ger toshav, but not by resident convert, him you could treat him with even doubling your greeting. And the fila goyim, even the Gentiles, siv chacham, the sages commanded, lavaka chaylehem, to visit their sick, to bury their dead, in meisei Yisrael, with the Jewish dead, ulefanes aniyem, and to provide for their paupers, b'chalal ni Yisrael, including the category of the Jewish paupers, and meidach Hashem, because of ways of peace, so even them, you have an obligation. Hari Nemelik, it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, toiv Hashem l'kol, God is good to all, v'rachma makom asav, his compassion is on all his handiwork. V'nemelik, it says in the pasuk in Mishli, derechea dachinayim, its ways, the ways of Torah, our ways of sweetness, and all our paths are peace, and therefore we have an obligation to the entire world to treat appropriately.